to you all, brothers and sisters.
Let's
begin by reading a few passages from the Bible.
第一处在腓立比书一章二十九节.
First, we'll read Philippians chapter 1, verse 29.
29节, 因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦.
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
再念腓立比书三章第十节.
Let's turn to Philippians now, chapter 3, verse 10.
使我们认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主日的清晨，儿女们聚集在你的面前。
Father, on this morning of the Lord's Day, your children are gathered before you.
愿照着你丰盛的怜悯，把你的话语解开。
By the fullness of your mercy, you explain your word to us.
照亮我们心里面的深处。
Shine your light into the depths of our hearts.
愿意起来跟随主。
That we will be willing to rise up and follow after the Lord.
一起走十字架的窄路。
To walk the narrow path into the cross. And so we meet you face to face. May glory be to God the Father and to the Lord Jesus. May peace and wisdom be for all of us.
Please
hear your children's prayer.
In Jesus' name.
So someone asked me, what do you do now that you're retired?
I saw
something on the internet.
退休了，全时间睡觉睡到。
And it essentially says, now that you're retired, your entire life is at the beck and call of the grandchildren. So I thought, is this what my life is like here?
我们刚念的腓立比书啊，我们知道腓立比书是要人喜乐的一卷书。
We just read from the book of Philippians, and we know it is known as a book of joy.
激励我们要在主里面喜乐。
It encourages us to rejoice in the Lord.
那么为什么在多处的经节里面提到受苦呢？
And then why would in so many of these verses would it talk about suffering?
受苦和喜乐又有什么样的关系呢？
And what is the relationship between suffering and joy?
看来似乎两种不同的光景，但是那为什么它又把它连在一起？
And these seem to be completely opposite situations, but why are they now connected together?
那么唯有相信主的人能够体会到其中的一些奥秘。
And so only those who believe in the Lord can sense the mystery contained within.
那许多时候神把我们放在一个环境里面。
Oftentimes the Lord places us in a certain situation.
叫我们可以借着经历这些。 能够经历到这些喜乐的一些的秘诀，
and that through this experience we can understand a bit about the secret of joy.
那么不是出于我们，而是从神而来的喜乐，
and it is not from ourselves, but it is a joy from the Lord.
那么从人得来的喜乐都是暂时而不能持续的，
and the joy from man is temporary and will not last.
尼希米书第八章第十节里面后段嘛，就提到因靠着耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。And
so in Nehemiah 8, verse 10, at the end of the verse, it says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength."
当主他喜乐的时候，我们里头便得着力量。
When it is the Lord's joy, we are given strength. 那么我们里面得以刚强，这是我们喜乐的源头。And we may be strengthened within, and that is the source of our joy.
刚刚念到腓立比书的一章里头，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
And so what we read in Philippians chapter 1, for to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
第三章四节里面说到，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得他和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
In Philippians 3 verse 10, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings.
And for what is that? 和他一同受苦呢，这是我的负担和今天所要教导的。
So the fellowship of his sufferings is my burden in what I want to share today.
我们可以从两个方面来看。
So we can approach this topic from two angles.
一个是受苦，另外一个是管教。
One is suffering, and second is discipline.
受苦呢，不是从个人的意愿里头能够有份于主。
So suffering is to have fellowship with the Lord through one's own willingness.
另外呢，提到的就是管教这个事。
Secondly is this matter of discipline.
那么这个结果呢，这两个结果都是痛苦的。
And the result of both suffering and discipline is to suffer and affliction. Suffer.
但两个相同的地方呢，我们都是同样的需要有一颗愿意的心。
What comes out of both situations is that we both need to have a willing heart.
受苦呢，是我们主动愿意背起十字架来跟随，来走主的道路。
Suffering is through one's own willingness to take up the cross, to carry it in the way of the Lord.
那管教是我们愿意接受神的对付。
And discipline is to be willing to accept chastisement from the Lord.
目的呢，是让主的旨意能够成就在我们的身上。
And that purpose is for the will of the Lord to be fulfilled in us.
我们先来看这个的受苦。
Let's first look at suffering.
那么受苦呢是得到喜悦的道路。
Suffering is the path to attaining joy.
那么世人比较难够不容易理解。
And for the world, it is hard to understand.
我们来看两个例子，一个是主耶稣，一个是保罗。
Let's take two examples. One is the Lord Jesus, and the second is Paul.
腓立比书第二章第七到第八节
Philippians chapter 2
我们的主他虚己去了奴仆的形象成为人的样式既有人的样子就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上
Verse 7 and 8 But emptied himself taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of man being found in appearance as a manHe humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
那以弗所书第五章第二节后头也提到
，James 5:2，
后头提到基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的祭、馨香的供物和祭物，献于神。
The later portion, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us.An offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
那么彼得前书也第二章也提到
First Peter chapter 2 also says
二章二十四节他被挂在木头上亲身担当了我们的罪使我们既然在罪上死就得以在义上活因他受的鞭伤你们便得了医治
First Peter 2:24 And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousnessBy his wounds, you were healed.
这是主耶稣为我们的罪被挂在木头上。
And this is our Lord Jesus, for our sins, he was hung upon the cross.
希伯来书十二章第二节和第十一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and verse 11.
要我们仰望为我们信心创始成功的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难。便坐在神宝座的右边。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
主耶稣为我们舍了自己。
Lord Jesus gave up himself for us.
让我们这跟从主的人岂不也当和他一同受苦。
And so those of us who follow him ought we also to suffer for his sake.
是那也理所当然的。
This is our this is something that we take for granted.
何况主的轭是容易的，主的担子是轻省的。
For his yoke is easy, his burden light.
像马太福音十一章二十八节到三十节里面提到的。
As it says in Matthew 11, verses 28 or 30.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们再看保罗。
I'll just look at the example of Paul.
在哥罗西书里面提到。哥罗西书第一章。
In the book of Colossians chapter 1.
verse 四节。
Verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦倒觉欢乐。并且为基督的身体就是为教会要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 24. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
保罗他受的苦呢，是为着基督的身体，就是为着教会。
All sufferings are for the body of Christ, which is the church.
像林后十二章里面也提到。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 also says.
第十节，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Second Corinthians 12 verse 10. Therefore I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
那么保罗他有如此的心智，乐意在肉身上经历苦难。
Paul had this mind that he was willing to suffer in his flesh for Christ's sake.
为基督的缘故，在软弱的身体上经历主复活的大能。
That he might experience in the weakness of his flesh the resurrection power of the Lord.
那么腓立比书一章二十七节里面提到
，Philippians 1 verse 27 says this.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我过来见你们，我不在你们那里可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心智，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together.For the faith of the gospel.
那么保罗在这一节里头，他有提到，他要求腓立比，这腓立比人在三件事情上合一。
Here Paul asks the Philippians be united in three things.
这个中文里面翻译有心智哈，在英文里头这两个是分开的。第一个心是指的同一个灵。
The Chinese translation here has one item that is translated to two things in English. First, it is one spirit.
这个我们要在灵里面相同。
We are to be united in spirit.
另外呢是意念要相同。
Second is in our mindset or one soul.
并且呢经历同样的这个属灵的征战。
And to experience the same spiritual conflict.
那么这个属灵的征战呢不只是个人所要面对的。
And the spiritual battle is not something that we face on our own.
乃是和众圣徒一起齐心努力。
But it is something that we ought to labor together with all the saints.
就像在腓立比书四章十二节里面提到。
As it is mentioned in Philippians chapter 4 verse 12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿。或有余或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need.
最后他提到说，我得了这个秘，得了秘诀。
In the Chinese translation says, I have learned, or the English translation here, as I've learned the secret.
那有的这个秘诀这边有的翻译成说，就说我们预备好了，我们学到了，我们能够装备好了，能够来进入主耶稣基督的这个丰富里头。
And some translations translate this learn the secret as being they have been acquainted with or prepared for to enter into this enter into the fullness of prayer.
那么神他会安排各样的环境呢引导我们来装备我们。
That will arrange our circumstances to initiate or prepare us
能够进入基督的丰富里头
to enter into the fullness of Christ
并且来经历主的信实
to experience his faithfulness
这全然是主奇妙的恩典和怜悯
and this is the Lord's wonderful grace and mercy
那我们再来看管教这方面
let us now turn to the second aspect which is discipline
这管教呢，它是的目的是要成就神在我们身上的旨意。
The purpose of discipline is to accomplish God's will within us.
在希伯来书十二章第一节里面提到
，Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says，
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。跟那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
那么管教似乎和罪有关啊。
Discipline always seems to be related with sin.
当各样的重担压在我们心里头的时候呢，就容易给魔鬼留地步。
When we have all sorts of burdens weighing upon us,It is easy to leave room or give space for the devil.
我们会寻找各样的出路来解决问题。
And we try in every possible way to solve these problems.
那从雅各的故事我们来可以来看。
From the story of Jacob, we can see.
他雅各有这样的性格，他脑子永远是停不下来的。
And Jacob had this kind of a character that his mind was cutting. He was always thinking of solving his problems.
他凡事呢都想到了几步路以后
，and he always tried to think several steps ahead.
这也决定了他的一生的路
，and this determined the outcome of his entire life.
当然，神也有他的心意，要成就在他所拣选的人身上。
For indeed, God had His own will and His own purpose to accomplish in the one whom He had chosen.
那么雅各他生命中所遭遇的。许多的事情呢，无非是神所安排要彻底的来对付。
And so all that Jacob experienced in his life was not other than God's own arrangement to deal with Jacob and his character.
那么才能够成就神所命定的旨意。
In order to accomplish God's will for him,
不管花多少的时间，多少的周折
，no matter how long or how difficult.
那么有时候我在想呢，为什么？发生在雅各身上的事情都是和他最亲近的人。
I often thought, why did all the things that happened to Jacob come from those most closely related to him?
他的哥哥、他的父亲、他的舅舅和他的儿子。
And his brother, his father, his uncle, and his sons.
那么或许这是他生活的圈子的范围。
It may be that this was the entire circle of his life.
但仔细想，神不也就是要借着我们周遭和我们最亲密的人、事物、上头来磨练、来造就我们吗
？If we think a little bit more deeply, is it not true that God uses all things, including the people around us, to mold us day in and day out?
虽然是家常里面许多琐碎的事情，看似不平常
And many of the things that we see occur to us day to day may seem trivial or common.
但是那我们就要以清心，不在这些，不在意这些细节细节的上头。
We may neglect or ignore them.
而这是神所看重的事情。
But these are the things that God takes care of, takes care to notice.
那从我们要从小处着手，才能有更大的托付。
That we start with the small and basic things.Before the Lord will entrust us with larger responsibilities.
我们再看摩西。
Let's now look at the example of Moses.
他本来有一番伟大的作为。
He had a great ambition.
凭着他的肉体能够达到他心里面所想的。
And he tried in his flesh to achieve what he thought was right in his eyes.
岂不知神要他在旷野和羊群为伍。
And he did not know that it was God's will to place him in the wilderness among the sheep.
满之后他说面对所带领的却是一群悖逆不顺从的人。
And in his latter days, the people that he led were rebellious and disobedient.
他终日抱怨的百姓。
And he had to deal with this murmur and complaining people.
而他学会了和羊一样的顺服在主的面前。
But he learned to be faithful before the Lord as a sheep.
闭口不语，没有抱怨。
Did not open his mouth and did not complain.
安静地来到神的面前。
He came quietly before the Lord.
倾听那群羊的大牧人。
To listen to the great shepherd of the sheep.
在平静安稳中得到力量。
And in quietness and confidence gained strength.
最后我们再有些提醒。
In conclusion, we have a few reminders.
受苦呢，并不是要我们忍受，而是让我们去享受。
Suffering is not something to simply endure, but something that we can enjoy.
当我们的心智转换过来的时候呢，所遭遇的难处就不成为我们的负担。
Being renewed in the spirit of your mind, every affliction that we encounter will not become a burden to us.
那么这个心智呢，就像一把锁。
The mind is therefore like a switch.
那可以随时来汲取基督丰富永活的这泉源。
And we may tap into the fountain of living and abundant resources of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们特别要想到这个在以弗所书里面提到的，要我们的心智改换心。
As it reminds us in Ephesians chapter 4, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
在哥罗西书第一章里面也提到，要穿上新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
It also says in Colossians, and put on the new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created.
我们可以看民数记里面的一个例子。
You see an example in the book of Numbers.
那约书亚打发探子去迦南地。
When Joshua sent spies into the land of Canaan.
回来的人当中呢，有人就说，这亚拿族人就像是伟人。
Though the spies came back and said, the sons of Anak is a great and mighty people.
他们自己看自己像蚱蜢一样，而这些人看他们也是如此。
And we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
那么唯有这个约书亚和这个加勒呢，他们说。
And then only Joshua and Caleb dissented.
耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将领我们进那地，那地是流奶与蜜之地。
The Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
他们也不怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物。
And do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey.
那么当我们信靠主的时候，受苦乃是得着喜悦的道路。
And when we believe in the Lord, suffering is a path for us to experience joy.
所遭遇的难处只是让我们去忍受
我们便得着刚强。And if we endure the suffering, then we will be strengthened.
哥罗西书里面第一章十一节提到
Colossians chapter 1 verse 11 says this,
照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously.
哥罗西书一章二十四节也说到
Colossians 1:24 also says,
现在我为你们受苦倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. In my flesh, I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, filling up what is lacking in Christ's sufficiency.
刚提到的，靠耶和华的喜乐是我们的力量。
As we read before, that relying on the Lord Jesus is our strength.
另外呢，神他也是公义的。
On the other hand, the Lord himself is also righteous.
让我们为他的名的缘故受苦。
And if we suffer for his name's sake,
为要成全我们可以得神的国。
In order to complete us and make us worthy for his kingdom.
这是在帖撒罗尼迦后书一章第四节第五节提到的。
It says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 4 and 5.
因为你们所受的一切的逼迫患难，仍旧存忍耐和信心，这正是神公义的公义判断的明证，叫你们的算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。
Therefore, we ourselves speak proudly of you among the churches of God for your perseverance and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure. This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment.So you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering.
那个受苦呢，是为着能够进入荣耀里头。
Therefore, suffering is in order for us to enter into glory,
并且配得神的国。
In order to be worthy of the kingdom of God.
那么我们的主耶稣呢，也先受了苦难，已经进入那荣耀里。
And our Lord Jesus himself suffered first and has already entered into this glory.
那么我们也得受苦，以致完备成熟，并配得神的国。
Therefore, we too must suffer, in order that we may be made mature, perfected, and kind of worthy of the glory which we are to attain.
这也就是说，神借着我们的仇敌，使我们得以完全。
In other words, God is using our enemies to perfect us.
这是正是神公义判断的明证。
This is the righteous judgment of God.
在彼得前书四章第一节里面提到
First Peter chapter 4 verse 1 says this,
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当这样的心智为作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。
Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
罗马书五章第三节到第五节。
Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5.
我们不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance.Perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
另外在彼得前书里面四章他也这样子勉励到我们。
And First Peter chapter 4 also has this encouragement for us.
四章彼得前书四章十二节到十四节。
First Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 14.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常 住在你们身上。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 14. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exaltation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
让我们彼此勉励，愿神祝福他自己的话语。
Let us encourage one another and may the Lord bless his word.
再有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
哇，就是我们里面那一颗愿意的心，也是你给我们的，没有人能够自夸。
The Lord, even that willing heart within us, you have placed within us, and no one can take it away.
让我们愿意背起十字架来跟随主。
Let's all be willing to take up our cross and follow after the Lord.
接受神的管教
to receive your discipline,
人心意更新的变化，脱去旧人，穿上新人。
If we put aside the old self and put on the new self,
一直走世界的十字架的道路，直到主来。
Walk the path of the cross until the Lord's return.
Amen.
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 Willing heart, that's what the Lord is after.
这个愿意的心就是在跟随主，你是神所喜悦的。
Praise the Lord for what He's shared through our brother.
感谢主，你借着弟兄所分享的。
If you could turn with me just to the passages that we'll be reading, we'll be reading mainly from the book of Numbers.
现在请大家跟我们一同来读这些经节。我们今天主要的是在民数记里面。
Numbers chapter 18.
民数记十八章。
And we'll read from verse 12. And it says this, this is the Lord commanding Israel, that all the best of the fresh oil,And all the best of the fresh wine and of the grain, first fruits of those which they give to the Lord, they give them to you. And that you is referring to the sons of Levi.
十八章十二节，凡油中、新酒中、禾本中治好的，就是以色列人所献给耶和华出属之物，我都赐给你。这边这个你是指的以色列那个人。
The first of all, bright fruits of all that is in their land, which they bring to the Lord, shall be yours. Every one of your household who is clean may eat them.
凡从你从他们地上所带来给耶和华出熟之物，也都要归于你。你家中洁净的人都可以吃。
Every devoted thing in Israel shall be yours.
以色列中一切涌现的都必归你。
And then, in verse 21.I just have to clarify, the passage we just read was to Aaron, and then now in verse 21 is to the sons of Levi.
在前面这一段读的是说给亚人听的，接下来这个21节是说给所有的利未人听。
And in verse 21 it says, to the sons of Levi, behold, I have given all the tithe in Israel for an inheritance in return for the service which they perform, the service of the tent of meeting.
凡以色列中出产的十分之一，我已赐给利未的子孙为业，因他们所犯的是会幕的事，所以赐给他们为酬他们的劳。
Now we'll read in verse 24, for the tithe of the sons of Israel, which they offer as an offering to the Lord, I have given to the Levites for an inheritance.
24节，因为以色列人中抽产的十分之一就是献给耶和华取祭，所以赐给利未人为业。
And then let's turn to the New Testament, Mark chapter 10.
翻到新约马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10, verse 29.
十章二十九节。
And Jesus says, "Truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house.Or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or farms, for my sake, for the gospel's sake, that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹。父母儿女田地没有不在今世得百倍的就是房屋弟兄姐妹母亲儿女田地并且要受逼迫在来世必得永生
And then one more in the New Testament book of Romans chapter 8
还有一节是在新约的罗马书第八章
verse 32
32节
He who did not spare his own son, delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
他既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Before we begin, let's go to the Lord.
我们在开始之前，我们来到主前。
Lord, we give you first place in our heart.
主啊，我们愿意你在我们心中居首位。
We give you the eminence.
你在我们心中居首位。
We pray, Lord, that you have mercy on your church.
祷告你赐下怜悯。
And that you would dispense, Lord, your heart for your church these last days, that we could proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called us.
在这末世这个时候，愿你在你的教会中得着我们，好像我们在这里能够宣告我们的主是主。
We pray this in your name.
赞美你的名。
Amen. So my sharing for this time was brought to light while I was reading the Pentateuch and my devotions recently.
今天要分享的是因为我在灵修的时候读到这个摩西的五经。
And what it struck me in the book of particularly Leviticus and Numbers were the Lord's commandments concerning the Levites and the priesthood.
在那民数记里面看见神关乎于利未人的一些的吩咐。
Many of us already know that the Levites were a peculiar possession of the Lord.
因为我们知道，我们很多人都知道利未人是神特有的子民。
The Lord had set up the Levites in chapter 3 that the Levites shall be mine.
在民数记里面，我看到第三章，神说利未人要归我。
And the entirety of their lives, they were fully dedicated to the service of the Lord.
他们一生中是完全奉献来侍奉主。
And in return for that service, we read here in Numbers 18 that the Lord blessed them.Most out of all the sons of Israel.
作为这个服事的酬劳，主在这里应许说，所有的祝福实在对利未人要超过所有其他的以色列的子孙。
They're given the best of all the offerings. When you read here, the best of the meats, the first fruits, the livestock, all the tithes, it was to be given to them.
因为他们所得着的是那个至好的那一份，在一切的供物里面，祭肉或者是出熟之物，或者是牲畜，还有所有的以色列的十分之一出产都要归他们。
And from this we see a principle that the Lord blesses those whose lives are consecrated.
在这里我们看见一个属灵的原则，就是神实在祝福那些分别为圣归给他的人。
We see this principle is a timeless one.
而这个原则是不受时间的限制。
For in the New Testament, we see exactly that same principle.
在新约里面看见同样的原则。
From the text we just read in Mark, we see that Jesus confronts this rich young ruler.
在刚刚我们读的马可福音这十八章里头，看见主跟那个富有的那个少年官的对话。
And then after Peter declares his love to the Lord Jesus, and he says, "Behold, we have left everything and followed you."
看见彼得在那里向着主这样的说道，他说我们已经撇下所有来跟随你。
And to this the Lord says, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house, brothers or sisters, or mother or father, or children or farms, for my sake and for the gospel's sake, that he will receive 100 times as much. Now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and age to come, eternal life.
看到耶稣回答他说：“我实在的告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹、父母儿女、田地，没有不在今世要得百倍，就是房屋、弟兄姐妹、母亲儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。”
From this can we.Not see already this message is so clear that there's no better, no safer, no more blessed place for your heart to be in than in the Lord's hands.
在这里，这个信息是非常的清楚。当我们愿意把我们的心来托付给神的时候。没有比在主的手里更好、更加安全，而且更加蒙福的地方。
The well-known verse in Psalm 84 rings so true. That truly, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
我们也在诗篇84篇里面有看到这样的经文，他说：“他未尝留下一样好处，不给行动正直的人。”
So the question then comes.Why do we shirk? Why do we hold back?
那问题就在于，那为什么我们仍然这样子退缩，这样子的保留呢？
Especially when he has promised to withhold nothing from us.
甚至我们已经知道他不会保留任何的好处不给我们。
I believe in answering these questions, we must.First, always ask ourselves this.
我想首先我们必须先来问我们自己这一问题。
Is he worthy?
他配得吗？
Does our heart deem him worthy the cost of sacrifice?
我们的心是否觉得我们这样子来付的一些代价是值得的吗？
That is the main question.
这是一个主要的问题。
Well, for all of us who went to Sunday school when we were young, we all know the textbook answer.
我们从小在主日学长大的，我们都听到这个标准的答案。
And we have hymns that help us to declare His worthiness. Hymns like hymn 1, 2, 3, "The Lord is worthy." We have scriptures and psalms that provoke our spirits to adoration and worship.
我们唱诗歌的时候，在那里赞美说他是配得的。我们在读圣经里面看到诗篇，也这样子常常的激励我们，让我们来这样子敬拜他，奉献给他。
But then, when our hearts confront the idea of real service, of tangible sacrifice, of real devotion of our life to his work. How does our heart really respond to that?
所以当我们的心真实来面对这样子一个真的要开始奉献在那里要侍奉牺牲的时候, 我们的心是怎样回报呢?
I believe the Word of God teaches us a lesson in the same book of the law that we just read concerning the Levites.
我们可以借着主的话在这里学一个功课, 就是刚刚我们读的, 在那个向着利未人说的那个律法书里头。
And so if you could turn with me back to Numbers, but in chapter 16,
我们一同来看民数记里的第16章。
This was before the Lord gave his commandments from what we just read.
这个是在我们刚刚读的, 神给利未人的这个吩咐之前。
We recall in the context of this chapter that during the Israelites' wilderness journey, there was a man by the name of Korah.
我们来看这一章的这个经文的上下文的时候, 我们会知道, 在这个时候有一个人名叫可拉, 他所的经历。
And he was the son of Levi.
他是利未人的后裔。
And it says here, you read here in the first three verses, that Korah was jealous of the priesthood, and he had rebelled against the authority of Moses and of Aaron.
所以说到可拉他嫉妒, 祭司的职位, 他在那里背逆摩西和亚伦的权柄。
He brought 250 leaders of renown against him, against Moses and Aaron.
他招聚了250位, 有名望的首领。
And in response, Moses then speaks to the sons of Levi.
对着他这样的反叛, 摩西这样子的回应, 对着这个利未的子孙说话。
I'm sorry, verse 8, he says, Hear now, you sons of Levi.
第八节他说, 那个利未的子孙你们听着。
Is it not enough for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the rest of the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them, and that he has brought you near, Korah, and all your brothers, sons of Levi, with you? And are you seeking for the priesthood also?
以色列的神从以色列会中将你们分别出来，使你们亲近他办耶和华帐幕的事，并站在会中面前替他们当差。耶和华又使你和你弟兄一切的弟兄利未子孙一同亲近他，这岂为小事？你们还要求祭司的责任吗？
In other versions, like the King James, in verse 9, it says, "Is it too little for you?" Is it too little for you?
在另外一本这个, 钦定本的翻译里面, 在这里第九节强调说, 这个是小事吗? 岂为是小事吗?
But do we not see the heart of Korah from this rebuke from Moses?
所以从摩西的这个责备里面, 你能不能看到可拉的心?
Is it not the error or that he took too lightly or viewed too casually this consecration, this work of service, this ministry?
我看见他的错误就在于他轻看了这样的圣职, 轻看了这样的侍奉和奉献。
There we have the spirit of Korah.
我们难道也敢有可拉的这样的灵吗?
For I say, for us, it is even greater. We have a position even higher than what the sons of Levi had.
因为我们所得着的是比利未子孙更高的。
Do we not have to be reminded that Our Apostle Peter says that we are a holy priesthood.
因为使徒彼得在这里说我们是圣洁的祭司。
But we are a people for God's own possession.
我们是属神的子民。
And so what more privilege do we have that we are called to be priests, to draw near to the Lord with access unmatchable to these men of the Old Testament? We have that same vocation that Korah and his company have coveted and perished because of him.
我们所得的是这个祭司的职分，是这样子可以来亲近神，来服侍主。这也是可拉他在那里贪图，却最终为着这个贪图而败亡的。
Brothers and sisters, why is it that it is considered a privilege?
为什么我们在这里说是一个特权呢？
It's not because he's fearfully worthy.
这是因为他实在是这样子的配得。
Worthy. Every hour of our lives.
他配得我们生命中的每一个时刻。
Worthy of our consecration.
配得我们这样的全新的奉献。
Now, at this point, I believe some of you even seeing this, I'd still be holding back.
在座的有些可能在这个时候，即便是已经看到这个，但我们仍然是退缩。
Not so much that you disagree with me, or because it's hard to believe that the Lord deserves devotion.
并不是因为你不相信我们的神是这样的配得。
There's another reason.
而是为了另外一个原因。
I remember recently I was talking to a young man.
记得最近我跟一个年轻人交谈。
He's a church goer and we had lunch together.
他是常常来聚会的，我们一同在那里吃午饭。
He told me that you wouldn't be able to make it to church the next few months because he had to work shifts over the weekends.
他告诉我接下来的几个月他没有办法来到聚会，因为他的工作安排在周末。
The idea of requesting off those days, at least on the weekends, was suggested to him. Then I patted him on the shoulder. I was like, priorities, bro. Get your priorities straight.
所以我建议他能否起假，而且我拍拍他的肩说优先次序弟兄。
He said that I am getting my priorities straight.
他说我正在理事我的优先次序。
I need this.
我需要这个。
And then I said to him, rather slightly, but I told him if you put God first, then he'll take care of you.
我轻声地告诉他，你若是在那里不是主，他会照顾这一切。
He said, I don't know about that.
但他回答说，我不确定。
And a wave of sadness just swept over me.
所以我里面真的是很难过。
Because it's at this point that some of us will have to admit that when we read passages like Psalm 84:11, we don't really believe it.
所以我们在座的可能真是有这样子的需要来承认，当我们在读这个诗篇84篇的时候，我们里面真的没有相信。
Or at best, Psalm 84:11 is maybe like a hyperbole. It shouldn't be taken that literally.
我可能觉得这个实在是有点夸张，不能照着字面的意思来理解。
And maybe, yeah, some good things, but really, no good thing to hell from him.
我们相信也许有一些好处，但是没有一样的好处会留给我吗？
Some of us have to Man, you believe that God is just too small.
我们可能真的承认我们所相信的在我们心中的这位神实在很小。
Small enough that if we give our finances and our time and our energies, he won't really take care of us.
小到一个地步就是当我们愿意把我们的时间、精力和财务都交给他的时候他不能在那里管我们。
We say, yeah, sure, the Lord gives us spiritual blessings. But, yeah.
我们会说他一定会把属灵的祝福给我们。
That 10% of money, that feeling, the emptiness now in my pocket, I'm not going to get back.
我把我口袋中的 10% 交给主，那我不会得回。
And so we hold tight to our chest, lest we get that short end of the stick.
所以我们就在那里很谨慎，我们不敢把这些交给主。
What is the Lord saying in response to this?
知道我们的神是怎样回应的呢？
We all know that well-known verse in Malachi.
有一节非常熟悉的经节是在马拉基书。
He says this in chapter 2, verse 10.
第三章的第十节。
He says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可容。
You hear the heart of the Lord.
你听见主的声音吗？
Oh, my help, Israelites, help back.
我们不应当再这样子的保守。
We see anything different? The heart of the Lord Jesus.
是否有看见我们主他的心是怎样不同呢？
When he was with the disciples, after he fed the 5,000, they were on the boat of the Sea of Galilee.
当我们的主行完这个五饼二鱼的奇神迹奇事以后，他与他的门徒在加利利的海上。
We see this in Matthew 16, that the disciples, when they were on a boat, they were still worried that they did not bring any bread.
当门徒们在船上，我们看见在马太福音16章写到，他们仍然在那里担忧，没有带米。
And then, verse 8, Jesus said, you men, little faith. Why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread?
我们的主在那里责备他们说，你们这小信的人为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢？
Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets full you picked up? Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets full you picked up?
你们还不明白吗？记得那五个饼分给五千人又收拾了多少篮子吗？还有那七个饼分给四千人又收拾了多少筐子吗？
Brothers and sisters, we be able to admit that we also may have this little faith.
弟兄姐妹，是否我们也觉得我们同样的这样相信？
We be able to admit that our view of God is just too pathetically small.
我们是否承认我们对主的认识也是小到这样的可怜？
It's rather our faith that's holding back the floodgates of heaven.
因着我们的小信，我们拦阻了从天上倾注下来的那个洪流般的祝福。
Right, we have to admit that we really don't know the God.When Romans says, did not spare his own son, delivered him over us all. Also freely give us all things.
我们也不认识在罗马书保罗说到的我们的主他既不爱惜自己的儿子为你们众人舍岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
And dare I say this, that the degree to which we entrust ourselves is the degree to which you will see the glorious, mighty, yet gracious, loving work of God.
我敢说我们愿意交托给主的那个心到什么程度我们也同样的在我们的生命中能够看见他的荣耀他的全能他的恩典和慈爱到什么程度
I say this again The degree to which we entrust ourselves to the Lord is the degree to which you will see the glorious mighty gracious work of GodIn your life.
所以我们把我们自己交托给主到什么程度也决定了我们能够看见他的慈爱怜悯恩典还有他的全能还有他的荣耀到什么样的程度
You know, one of the most precious things to read, especially to me, are the biographies of men and women of faith who have preceded us.
对我来说、啊、这实在是一件非常宝贝的事情我愿意喜爱读在我们前面的属灵前辈的传记
And you read of testimonies such as the famous 19th century German George Miller
比如说、啊、我们读到这个19世纪的这个德国、啊、乔治穆勒他的传记的时候
Quite an impressive resume he hasfilled five orphanages and took care of over 10,000 orphans.
我们看见他在那里建立了那么多的孤儿院、啊、在那里照顾成千上万的孤儿。
We're so simple. Lord used to have it. Just taking everything by prayer and faith. Consecration, he had it.
你看见这个一个非常简单的一个真理就是他在那里靠着他的祷告信心和奉献凡事他都来依靠
He was so sure of this God who would provide it He would not ask a single cent from anyone
因为他里面实在相信神可以供应一切他从来不向人来索取一分钱
And there you read miracles that you'd only read in the Old Testament whereMiller had no food for about 300 children one day, and they were in the orphanage, and he just prayed, told the children to give thanks to God for the food that wasn't even there on the table.
所以这有一个这样子的奇迹、啊、记载在那个传记里面，就是有一次在孤儿院里面、啊、300名的孤儿他们在那里等候这个食物。那个时候食物还没有他们但是他让这些孩子们跟他一起祷告为着这个食物来感谢赞美
Within a few minutes I think many of us can rehearse this story but in a few minutes Baker、could not sleep that night and somehow knew that there would be a need for bread so he、got up so early in the morning baked loaves of bread for these childrenAnd you know, right after, there's a milkman whose milk carts broke right in front of the orphanage. And instead of just letting the milk go to waste, he just donated all that fresh milk, just enough to cover all the 300 children.
所以你可能熟悉这个故事。所以就在几分钟之内，有一个面包师就带着非常多的面包来到那里因为前一个晚上他实在是失眠了他里面就是觉得有这样子的一个负担有需要他需要把面包送过来那正在那个时候又有一个送奶的这样的送奶工人突然他的车就在孤儿院的门前就坏掉了所以呢他就把车上的这些鲜奶通通捐献给了孤儿院
at the time of his passing, when they calculated all the funds, they realized that he had given over $500,000 of his own personal savings, which in today's amount, with obviously inflation adjusted, came out to $129 million.
所以当他去世以后，大家在那里计算他曾经捐献给他自己这个 个人的积蓄里面积蓄奉献了50万的这样的美元的价值，放到今天来算的话，相当于1.29亿。
Well, the money that he had left when he died was only $350.
但是他死的时候，在他身边，他只留给自己350美元。
Or we can read of the testimony of well-known brother Boxing.
我们可能也会读到巴辛弟兄的传记。
Was an Indian missionary planted 10,000 assemblies in India.
他是印度的一个传教士借着他的手主在那里兴起了一万个这样的聚会。
And after he was baptized, the Holy Spirit called him to surrender his life to the Word.
他受浸以后，他就觉得圣灵在那呼召他，把自己全然的奉献给主。
But instead of giving his entirety of his life and his time, he said, Lord, I could give you my money.
他当时说，不要把我自己完全的奉献给你，但我把我的所有的财物给你。
But he said, the Holy Spirit said, I do not want your money. I want you.
但是圣灵告诉他，我不需要你的财物，我要的是你这个人。
And the Lord then further told him that you have to live on faith and you must not ask anyone for anything.
接着主就告诉他，你必须靠着信心而活，你要向任何人来索取任何事。
Not even a cup of coffee.
甚至没有一杯咖啡。
And Boxing was at a crossroads because he said, Lord, on the one hand, you want me to give up all my claims, all my property, my home. And on the other hand, you want me to live simply by faith. Who's going to provide them for my needs?
对，那个时候他在十字路口，一面他说，主，你要我把所有的通通给你，我的财产，我的精力。那另一面呢，你又告诉我，我必须凭着信心来依靠你。
The Lord said, that is not business.That is not your.
那主告诉他，这个不是你应当来担忧的事情。
After many years have passed, he testified this, and he wrote in his autobiography that the Lord richly supplied all his needs, and he never asked any man for anything, not even his closest friends.
所以，多年以后，他在他的自传里面写到，他说：“我的主。”是在供应了我一切的需要，我没有向任何人求助。
Or we can read finally of a 20th century coal miner in the United Kingdom, Rees Howells.
我们可能也读过有关于这一个在20世纪在英国的一个煤矿工人。
It was greatly used by God during the Welsh Revival.
他的名字叫 Rees Howells， 他是在威尔士大复兴里面被神大大使用的人。
And he also had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. And when he was confronted to give up his self-life, he heard that still small voice asking, "Are you willing to be made willing?"
所以圣灵到他的面前与他有一个这样的交通，他听见。这个圣灵里面细微的声音在那里要求，把他自己的己身完全放下，问他你是否愿意完全来奉献给主。
So that reply after wrestling with God, and said, "Lord, I'm willing." The Lord took control.
经过一番的挣扎，最后他告诉主，他说：“我愿意。”接着 神就真的是可以全部的得着他。
Now from just serving these three men of God, you realize this one truth. That the bond servant, the Lord, is the most blessed man of the earth.
我们就借着这三个神的仆人的例子，我们看见他们是在地上最蒙福的人。
What does it take then?
那需要什么样才能得着呢？
Surrender, trust, and obey.
就是我们的信心，我们的顺服。
Faith that the Lord would provide for all your needs, having surrendered all of what you have to Jesus.
相信神会提供我们一切所需要的。
And you say, well, these men for whom God worked miracles, these men were obviously special.
我会说这些人是很特别，在他们身上有神的启示。
Really, especially George Mueller, who his former life was good for nothing son, who would habitually steal money from his father and later was convicted as a criminal.
真的是这样吗？我们知道 George Mueller, 他那个时候他是一个一无所事的一个青年人，他而且偷他父亲的钱，最后被定为小偷的这样子的一个情形。
Really, boxing, a special man who was a religious Sikh, entrenched in his religion, who was a habitual smoker and a drunker.
知道巴克辛弟兄，他曾经也是一个虔诚的锡克主的宗教徒，他并且是抽烟酗酒。
Really, coal miner with a chronic love for money.
同样，你知道这位煤矿工人 Lee Sowell， 他曾经是爱钱如命。
You can see that these ordinary men, just like us, their stories with grace written all over it.
这些都是普普通通像我们一样的人，但是在他们身上满满的写着神恩典。
But with hearts of faith, consecrated.Fully surrender. Only then the Lord is mightily for his work.
就当我们在这里完全的来顺服，来降服神，神才能使用。
Now, I share on these stories.
我分享这些故事。
Not to say that if you follow a certain formula or donate X amount of money.The church that you will reap this or that amount of investment or return on investment.
这个并不是说你奉献给教会这一点点钱，完了你就可以从神那里得到这么多的利润。
Because if this is your focus, if that's your, if you think that's my point, then.
假如你觉得这是我要说的那个点的话
，then you really have to ask.Your heart really is consecrated and I'm all in for the Lord.
你可能要问你自己，你的心是否完全奉献给神呢？
The Lord, He just wants your heart out.
主要我们的心。
He wants your first love.
他要你的起初的爱。
I'm saying just this, that there's no safer place to be than in His hands.
没有比他的手更加安全的地方。
He'll take care of you with a mercy so tender, so unimaginably intimate.
他会用这样子的无法想象的亲密，这样的怜悯来照顾你。
Whether it's supplying your financial needs or helping you through school, you can trust in Him to meet all of your needs, spiritual and material. You can take that to the bank.
所以无论是在财务上的还是学业上的这些需要他都能满足，这一点你可以完全的放弃。
This matter is also as urgent as ever. We know that we are in the last days.
我们现在所处的真的是末世的末世，时间非常的紧迫。
And you see the trend of the world. It's all about building your empires. You can go ahead and become a millennial and go and rake your own profit.
看见世界的潮流在那里一直的说，你可以做你任何想做的，去建立那样的王国。
I tell you this. If you decide, no, I'm not going. Tired of the world. You give your life to him. Maybe you're taking a few more work days off. You might not be as rich as that millennial who decided to make a profit. But I will show you what is truly a poor man. I'll show you who is truly a rich man.
所以当我们在这里愿意说为主赞助，跟随世界的潮流的时候，我们可能会要损失一些，我们可能也不会那么的财务上的富裕，但是我想在这里确定的告诉你，他们是贫穷的，而你是富有的。
So I end with this quote from my well-known brother, D.L. Moody.
最后我想用 D.L. Moody 弟兄所讲的一句名言来结束。
It says, the world has yet to see what God can do with a man fully consecrated to him. And by God's help, I aim to be that man.
这世界还未曾看见神可以借着一个完全献给他的人成就什么。靠着神的帮助，我愿意成为那个人。
That would be our prayer as well.
但愿我们也有这样的祷告。
Say to that.Still small voice. By your grace, I aim to be that man.
在我们的心中轻轻地说，靠着你的恩典，我愿意成为那个人。
Most careful, most lavished on, most blessed man.
成为你最关爱、最恩宠，也最为蒙福的人。
Say it in a word of prayer.
我们再一起祷告。
Lord, I confess, Lord, how short we are, pleasing your heart.
主啊，我们在这里向你承认，我们是何等的亏欠。
With broken spirit, Lord, would the church all be willing to say, here's our heart, Lord, take and seal it.Seal it for thy courts above.
你带着这样子谦卑悔改的心在你面前说，主啊，我们都在这里求你来得着。
Gain us for your kingdom work.
得着我们为着你自己国度的工作。
Show us how worthy you are.
启示你是何等的配得。
There is no better place to lay our lives fully on that altar.
没有比这样的更好的，就是当我们把自己完全奉献在你的祭坛上面。
We pray this for your glory, for that name that is only worthy.
我们祷告是奉你这样配得的名。
Amen.
Forgive me for going over time.
抱歉，时间过了。